Hello, I'm Scott Nickrens, music director at the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum in Boston, and you're listening to The Concert from GardnerMuseum.org. Join me in the museum's tapestry room as we listen to some outstanding live performances you won't hear anywhere else.
Claude Debussy and Maurice Ravel are held today as two icons of French classical music. Both men were immersed in fin de siècle Parisian culture, associating closely with writers, poets, and painters. Both attended the 1889 Paris exhibition and were fascinated by the musical cultures they encountered there. The two composers held each other's work in high regard, and working in almost parallel fashion, both actively sought to create a fluid new sound world, rich in texture and color. At the same time, Ravel was 10 years younger than Debussy and was often charged with mimicry and derivation by critics. These accusations were much resented by the younger composer, as each man was influenced by the other. This public comparison and partitioning strained the professional association between the two, and while they had never been close, their relationship became increasingly cool. The two pieces we'll hear today were written within a year of one another in the midst of World War I. While they both have a quintessentially French sound, they also demonstrate how Debussy and Ravel created distinctive musical idioms. Debussy's Sonata for Cello and Piano was composed in 1915, 3 years before his death. Within the irregular phrasing and rubato of this piece, every gesture in the cello conjures a speaking voice, urgently trying to communicate. We'll hear the Debussy Cello Sonata performed by David Ricciero with Elizabeth DeMio on piano. Ravel's piano trio was written over 5 weeks in 1914. A striking aspect of the trio is its narrative quality, as if a story or panorama were slowly unfolding as the three instruments weave in and out of each other, layering and disassembling strata of sound. Ravel's piano trio is performed by the Clermont Trio.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to The Concert. We're proud to share these podcasts with you under a music sharing license from Creative Commons. You'll find more information on the music you've heard, new podcasts posted on the 1st and 15th of every month, and our complete digital library of music from past podcasts on our website at gardnermuseum.org. While you're there, also check our online schedule to find out about upcoming live concerts, where you can hear more great music almost every Sunday from September through May. This is Joan Provençal, here at the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum in Boston.